Pesach Day to Torah Mishnah Aleph Elul Tov Shnayin Tes Rebbe Four Counts.
Good morning, good Chodesh. May the Chodesh Elul be a worthy preparation for Rosh Hashanah, and may we be zeicha through our good work in Elul to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah should be a good one, and the year ahead should be a Shana Tova, a good year, and one of Simchas and Brachas for all of us and for all of Klal Yisrael. We've just stood up from the Shloshim, finished the Shloshim on Friday of our son Zichron Lebracha Yitzchak, and this week has been sponsored Leil Nishmasai, which is a very nice thing. I don't want to give a hesper or anything, but the shir should be a zechus Leil Nishmasai, and I'd like to say a few words. If it finishes a bit early, it's because I haven't had as much time as I normally do to prepare, but let's say some Divrei Torah. Rav Shlomo Volbe quotes a Chazal, which I don't know where he's quoting. So if anybody here knows this and can point me in the right direction, I'd appreciate it. Chazal ask, in Shamayim, it's bright all the time. It's always light. There's no darkness in Shamayim. So when the Malachim have shifts for day and night, or they have to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim day and night as well, or whatever they have to do between day and night, how do they know the difference? How does anyone know the difference between it? It's always light. Sorry, maybe they got the time on the Luach. Maybe they have a clock, digital clock. It's night time now. I don't know. So Chazal say there's a Malach whose job it is to be Maidia, to tell all the others when it's day and when it's night, so they can do their various avoiders in the right time. And the Malach does this by holding up a placard. Not one which says day and the other which says night. But there's two other words on these placards. One says chesed, and the other says emunah. And when the malach holds up a placard that says chesed, then all the malachim come, and I'm a kabel malchus shemayim now, because it's day, it's daytime. And then when this malach holds, the next of the placard changes, and it becomes emunah, so it's emunos chabaleilois. So the malachim gather and the all makabel malchus shemayim in front of this malach. And there's the medrash says, it's a medrash or chazal, I don't know where it is, I'd be very happy to find it, that this malach is called Yisroel. The name of the malach who holds up these placards is called Yisroel. And day and night, all the malachim gather and a makabel malchus shemayim in front of this one, of this malach called Yisroel. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rabbeinu Yonah explains that what Chazal are saying is that in the world, Yisroel are the ones who lead the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim in the world. It's up to Klal Yisroel to lead Malchus Shemayim, to demonstrate it, and all the other peoples are supposed to look at Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim of Yisroel, and they're supposed to follow in their act. And the two things that Klal Yisrael give to the world, to around which to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, are Chesed and Emunah. A very interesting thing. The two things, Lahagid Baboyke Chazdecho, Ve'emunos Chabaleilois. The two things that Klal Yisrael give the world, around which to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, are called Chesed and Emunah. Emunah, maybe, I understand. What does it mean that we give chesed to the world and we mekabel malchus shemayim around it? What are Chazal trying to say? So the first thing Chazal are saying, Rabbi Shlomo Volbe says, is that day is in itself one big metzius of chesed. Daylight in itself, the fact of day is one huge metzius, one entity of chesed, of kindness of Hashem. The light, it energizes. When you see light, you feel energized. When you see blue skies, you feel cheerful. Light makes things move, it makes things grow. There's so much chesed. When the daytime comes, there's a chesed, constant chesed. It's a metzius of chesed. And also, when nighttime comes, it's one mitzios of emunah. When nighttime comes and the people go to sleep, we go to sleep, ke'ilu it's a dova poshut, that everything's okay, and we're completely vulnerable, we have no say in anything in that time. It's echod mishish mishal misa, not just the fact that we assume we're going to wake up be'ezras Hashem, but the fact that we are protected at night by and large. Be'derech la we are. And that is emunoscha. The world still runs at night. When the world is sleeping, the half of the world that is asleep is asleep. Hashem's still looking after the world. He's still taking care of everything, making things work and run as they should. And individually, when a person lies down and goes to sleep, we take it for granted. But it's emunah. We go to sleep by emunah, that Hashem is looking after us. It's a metzius. It's one big revelation of Shoymer Amo Yisrael, of Hashem looking after the world, even when people are vulnerable, are doing nothing. I have no possibility of looking after themselves. So that's point number one. Daylight, day in itself is a mitzius of chesed, and night is a mitzius of emunah, of trust in Hashem, of Hashem's faithfulness to the world as well. What does it mean to be mekabel malchus shemayim? When we talk about being mekabel malchus shemayim, mekabel kabolas ol malchus shemayim, what do the words mean to us? When we say we have to be mekabel malchus shemayim, what does that mean? Basically, at the most basic level, it means that we recognize that we have a mission from Hashem, that we're on a mission. And our mission is not just to play golf and to earn a living. It's something more than that. It's to contribute something to Hashem. We have to contribute something to Hashem that was perhaps not there before we were born. Now that I'm doing something for Hashem. Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim means when I say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, I mean I've been born with a mission. I have a job to do. I have to achieve something. That is the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Not just to live, not just to get by from day to day, but to do something. Something, I should do something. Rabbi Avigdor Miller used to say that when we talk about teshuva, al-chait, long lists of al-chaits, sometimes it's very, very depressing. Some people become very depressed when they talk about al-chaits. The truth of the matter is that al-chaits is a testament to the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Every other nation, none of them have a concept of what chait is like Klal Yisrael do. That the concept of tara, of chait, in the way that it distances us from Hashem, is something that is unique to Klal Yisrael. Ki am kodesh shato. There's no way of seeing it any different. But some people get depressed. But the Rabbi Avigdor Miller says the key point of al chait, there's one chait which is above all else, one which should focus more of our attention than every one of them. You find people stand with al-chaits that are in the city. It's not enough for them. So they also print out the al-chaits in the Chaya Odom, al-pi alef beis, and there are other versions of them as well. More updated versions of Averis, which you never knew existed. I'm not always sure it's a good idea to read too many of them. Ooh, I like the sound of that one. Maybe I'll try it next year. So I'll call upon him. What's this chait which is above all and needs more attention? It's the chait of not achieving enough, of not achieving something positive enough, as much as a person could have. The chait of not doing positive things. And Rabbi Avigdor Miller gives a moshel, and his moshel is of a factory man who had a factory selling clothes, and he needed supplies brought over from the East Coast, or here on the West Coast. The West Coast, he's in New York. On the East Coast, he needs supplies brought over. So he phones up a lorry driver and says, go to the factory, to the manufacturer, and bring me this car, ship over, bring me over a container full of all the things I need. 10 days later, the truck driver arrives, drives into the yard. Oh, so the man says to him, Shalom Aleichem, says the Balabais, how was the journey? How was the journey? So he says, Baruch Hashem, great journey. I didn't get any speeding tickets. I didn't get any parking tickets. And didn't get stuck in too many traffic jams. There were no potholes. And when I stopped at the service station, they were clean enough. It was okay. Very good. Brilliant. Now let's unload this chayra. So he opens it up and there's nothing there. Oy vey, I forgot to load it up. I forgot to load it up at the other end. You shoita, I didn't send you just to not get speeding tickets. I didn't send you just not to crash. Of course, that's important. Don't get speeding tickets. You shouldn't. But the ick is, fill the lorry up. Fill it up with something. You've got to do something. And that's the biggest al-chait, because Kabbalah Smachos Shemayim means to do something positive. Now, it's certainly true that not doing chet is a positive thing. It's an act of Yirah Shemayim. But if the din v'cheshbon we make is always, I'm not going to speak this Lashon Hara, I'm not going to do X, it always has to turn into something positive. I'm going to do something. That's also important, because that's Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. We have a mission, and it has to be more than just my job. My mission in life has to be more than simply, I do this as my job, unless your job is something which can be said to be a big mission in life, but it's got to be more than that. That's what Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim means. It's an interesting thing that when a child is born, so parents get married, Baruch Hashem, and Baderach Klal, usually a child is born at some point, and then maybe another one comes. Now, I always thought, I'm not a cook, I don't know about cooking, but I always understood if you mix the same ingredients and you do the same process, the same thing comes out. Every kugel is going to look the same. Same potatoes, same ingredients, same thing. The kugel comes out the same. And yet, the same ingredients go into the child each time, and it comes out different every single time. What makes the difference? Even from the earliest age, you can see the teva and the nature and the personality of each child is so, so different. It's a unique thing from the earliest of age. You see character that is completely different to the previous and to the one before and the one after. But the ingredients were the same. Elomai, that this is the third shutuf who's added something different in. And that's the uniqueness of each person, and that's what Hashem has sent to come back with something. Come back. Come back with something positive. That is Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim. What am I going to do with my own uniqueness, with my neshama, that is unlike anybody else's, as we know, unlike anything else? What am I going to do? What's my achievement going to be? So now let's go back to Chazal. Chesed ve'emunah, we have to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim with all of these. What's the meaning of this? You know, when tragedy strikes, Rachmona Litzlan, lo aleinu lo aleichem, we often hear people say, we don't understand the ways of Hashem. We don't understand the ways of Hashem. We can't understand. And they say all sorts of things like, over in Shemayim, there's no questions, over here there's no answers, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. What that implies is that when Hashem does a chesed, we do understand His ways. And that's not true. When Hashem does a chesed, we also do not understand the ways of Hashem. Why is Hashem doing it? The same question we ask when something goes not to plan, where we say, oi, we don't understand, that's such a big question, I don't understand why Hashem's doing this. That's the same question, be'etzem, that we should be asking when Hashem does a chesed as well. When the child is born, the parents should be standing there saying, we have no idea what Hashem wants from us. Why is Hashem bestowing this kindness on us? What does He want us to do with it? What does He want? Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, when Hashem does a chesed, He wants us to do something with it. He wants us to make something of it. That's Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim with chesed. In the same way as when there's a negative situation, Rachmana Litzlan, people stand, they say, I don't understand, what does Hashem want? That's what Hashem wants to ask as well when He does a chesed. What does He want? What do you want from me, Hashem? It's not Muvon Meilov. It's not a random thing. It's not a random thing that my parnasa seems to be working okay. What does Hashem want out of me? I don't understand. What have I done to deserve it? And what am I doing to deserve it? To make myself worthy of what Hashem is bestowing on me. That's Kabbalah, when Hashem, the Malach says Chesed, and Klal Yisrael say Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, what the Malach is saying to Yisrael is, you have no idea why Hashem is doing it, it's not Muvan Meilov, and He's demanding something. He wants you to ask a question of yourself, and to do something with it. And therefore, chesed ve'emunah, in both of them, it ought to be our attitude. We really don't know why Hashem has chosen us for this kindness, or for this. The ikka is, what am I doing for Hashem? How can I use this situation to turn something and give something to Hashem out of this? And I feel very, very much that when it comes to the chesed, when it comes to talking about Hashem, bederech klal, the time when you hear people speak of Hashem is where something is wrong. That's the derech klal. Where do you hear people talk about Hashem? When there's something not right. That's when Hashem is on the lips of every single person. Where's Hashem? Why is Hashem doing this? What does Hashem want? But that really gives the impression to people that Hashem is the big bad guy. Who's the big bogeyman? Who's the one who's always trying to spoil our fun? That's Hashem. He's always the one who, whenever something goes wrong, that's when we're talking about Hashem. But what Hashem would like from us is to hear His name more often when things were bechesed. Kabbalas malchus shemaim out of chesed. And if we look at it coldly, and this is cold because people do have matzavim, and so it's a little bit clinical, but if you add up what's right and what's wrong, bederech klal, most things are right. Bederech klal, al pi roiv, most things are. That's right, if most things were wrong, the world would never survive. Bederech klal, even in a person's life where there are difficulties, bederech klal, there's a lot of chesed as well. But that's besides the point. The point is, why is Hashem always the bad man? Why is it not? I hear Hashem's name. Hashem's not a chesed to me. We have a child, a grandchild. I earned some money this month. I made the bills. I'm alive. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm functioning. I have things around me. Where's the name of Hashem? Where is the name of Hashem in that? So generally what happens is the various newspapers and magazines before Rosh Hashanah, what's always the publication before Rosh Hashanah? At least it's traditional. Mi yichye mi yomos. Right? Who died last year? And how did they die? Pictures of drama and terror. So in the spirit of my father, so I wrote into one of the magazines once. I was in school. It was a sixth form lesson in Beis Yaakov High School some years ago. And I wrote into one and I said, first of all, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, nobody needs you to remind them that they've been Tzaras in Klal Yisrael. Nobody needs you rubbing it in their face. Everybody feels it. We all feel our own peckle. We feel for other people. Every tzibor in its own world feels its own pain. Doesn't need you to rub it in their face. That's not how you need to send people into Rosh Hashanah. But I challenge them to take a picture of every baby born that year in Klal Yisrael and publish that. I think you'd find the magazine would be that thick. This thick. So why is it always the miyomus? The Hashem is the bad person. What's the miyichya? And it's true, when a person is in a bad matzav, is in a difficulty, you can't always ask people to think like that. Because in your own matzav, you're allowed to feel your pain. But for Klal Yisrael, why is that the norm? And that's the avoida. That's what Chazal are saying. And Muna, I understand people turn to Hashem, absolutely. And it's an avoida gedoyla to turn to Hashem. Ve'emunos chabal is a very big avoida. But the emunah b'chesed, is an even bigger avoider, and that's the question which has to be asked. And therefore, if we're looking towards the avoider of Elul, then and we want to come to Rosh Hashanah with something that will give us a boost, a chizuk, let's take the avoider of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim in Chesed to ponder the chesed that we have. And sometimes, you know, even when there are things going wrong, there are. It's the reality of life. But it doesn't take away chesed. And that's the avoida, to stand and count them out. Every possibility of it. And to be full of gratitude for it. And that's an avoida, big, big, important avoida. I quote the Radak. Radak quotes Reb Sadia Gaon. Reb Sadia, the posuk in Nach is talking about Chizkiyahu HaMelech when he was very, very ill. And he was on his deathbed. And he said a tefillah to Hashem in that situation. And he said, and he became better, and he said another tefillah. And he said, at the worst moments, on Marati, I thought to myself, Lo Ere Ko, I would never see Hashem again, Be'eretz HaChayim. I wouldn't be zoicha to see Hashem. I was so worried that I would succumb to my illness and I would not be able to see Hashem in the land of the living. So the question is, where did he see Hashem? Please tell us. I'd like to go see Hashem. where did he used to go to see Hashem whilst, you know, alive, that he was worried he wouldn't be, you know, I would miss that. I would miss it. Be nice to know. Come on, where's the map? GPS, coordinates for your sat-nav to the location where you can see Hashem. Here they are. And it doesn't say it. It just says he had the privilege of seeing Hashem in his life, and he was very happy he would be able to continue doing so. Where did he see Hashem? So Rabbi Sadri Gaon says as follows, Re'iyas Hokel, if you want to see Hashem, hu ha-hoido olafon of, that is to thank Hashem. When you see the chesed that Hashem is doing, and you stand in front of it, and you misboinen in it, this kindness, you are now looking at Hashem. This is called seeing Hashem in life. When you see Nisim Geluyim, great, great Nisim, you see Hashem. But when you see the normal Chasodim, what we call normal Chasodim, that's where you see Hashem. We don't see the Nisim Geluyim very often. It's not what Hashem wants for us. But He does want. He's showing Himself to you. He's showing Himself to us. And therefore, the Radak says it's a beautiful Peirus, Ki Ro'ois Hokeil Hu Hashevach V'Ha'yudol Lefonov Isboinin Bidrochov. That is the avodah of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim when it comes the day, when it comes Chesed. And Klal Yisrael need to make an avodah, should make an avodah of Birchas Anenim, the brachas that we say. But Borei Nefoshes Rabbos, how Hashem makes so many different types of things for us, and how life is so varied and interesting, there's so many beautiful experiences that we have, there's so many different things that give us happiness and pleasure, there's so many different ways that Hashem helps us in every way, and there's so much, even Torah itself is something we should be thankful for. What would we look like without Torah? What would there be for us? And Tefillah is something we're grateful for Tefillah. That is what it means to see Hashem. And if I could suggest something as a Kabbalah, if somebody wants to take on a Kabbalah, I would say a massive Kabbalah would be when you say Ashiyot have to stand still. Because Ashiyot has one of those brachas which we're always in a rushing to or from somewhere. You went out of the meeting, you have to go back, Ashiyot on the way in, on the way out, it's always on the way somewhere. I remember there was a place I used to work in where the boss, he always, whenever he spoke to me, he was always walking somewhere. Yep, come with me now. And he would rush down the corridor and rush up and down the stairs, and I would be like trying to yell after him as he was talking. And eventually I said, you know what? At first I thought it's very important. He's such a busy person, and he's allowing me to rush after him and talk to him whilst he's going from place to place. But eventually I thought, actually, you're just rude. Push it, you're rude. You don't talk to people like that, rushing around all the time. Once in a while, maybe, but every single time you're running around. So when we say Asher Yotzar, and the Gaon says Asher Yotzar, we say Lifnei Kiseh Chavidecha. Because the body is working constantly when we're doing nothing. We're doing nothing, and everything's functioning. Things are constantly happening. We do nothing for them. We don't even know they're happening. We're totally, it's all beyond us. And number two, to say there's no shiftless in front of Hashem. There's no functional thing that is too low for him for us to say thank you for us to stand in front of the Kisei HaKavod and say, Moedia, I am so grateful for this. And that's a Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. I'm saying Ashiyot, I'm going to stand still now. Because I'm going to thank Hashem for something something like this. The truth is, Chesed has to bring to Emunah. Chesed has to bring to the constant feeling that we are not balabatim of our lives. Most of the very good things that happen to us, they happen to us from outside of us. They're things that we know we didn't necessarily do or deserve. And it's a call to us. It's a demand to us. Come on, come. Say the name of Hashem. Talk about Hashem a bit. Be moideh, be mishabeach, and do something, achieve something positive. That is, the chesed should lead to emunah. One of the biggest mekayres of emunah, chizukim and mekayres of emunah in our lives, is the esek hatefillah, making an esek of davening. Davening is hard because it requires concentration. It requires that we take this great machine that's churning out thoughts nonstop and busy running its own course, and we stop it and we focus it as much as we can. It takes time. It takes cheshek. It takes, I'm very tired now, let me push myself. It's a big avoida. But it is one of the primary avoidas where we often a zoicha, to feel that we are speaking to Hashem, actually standing in front of Hashem. It is one of the greatest moments of Klal Yisrael. The Ramban writes somewhere that that which we talk to Hashem in tefillah and he answers the way he does, sometimes the answer is only that you should know that I'm with you. That's all. You should know you're not alone. Sometimes that is the answer and the person feels that that was the answer. But that is the greatest raya, the greatest proof that Hashem is with Klal Yisrael. The avoid of tefillah, to stand in front of Hashem, to be humble to Hashem, to recognize Hashem as the Baal Habayis, to thank Hashem, to express our fears, to express our desires to Him, to hope, to plead. This is the greatest source of emunah that open to people in a very, very, very big way. Pondering the beauty of the apple and the chesed in it, sometimes a bit hard for people. But the standing in front of Hashem three times a day, yom yom, to talk, to speak, is a very, very big source of emunah, and we should capitalize on it as much as we can, make a big asik of it. I will say, I'm not giving a hesped now, but I'll say about my son, that he was always early for davening. He never, ever, ever came late. When I say early, I don't just mean he came in time for brachas, but he was there before brachas, always by a certain amount of time. Because rushing in, you know what I mean, Yushev? Rav Shlomo Volbe says, the Chassidim are Yushoyin are Yushoyin Shor Achas. They waited an hour before they davened. I assume it means that psuk from brachas to baruchu, from naught to baruchu, was from Tishman Esther rather, and psuk in Zimra took an hour. So they started, that's what I assume. I assume it doesn't mean they sat for an hour and then started the Seidah brachas and started then. I assume it means that, maybe I'm wrong, maybe they did actually wait an hour. So Shlomo Volbe asked, what would happen if we sat for 1 minute before we daven sat still? Switch the phone off. I have a better idea. It could be I'm wrong. Sorry? Tachnun, Volatzioin, Shishalioin, maybe? Could be. I don't know, I speculate, maybe I'm wrong. So wait a minute before to come prepared, to switch the phone off. Or maybe even better idea, to leave it in the glove compartment in the car. It's not going to get stolen, I promise you. And if your phone ever gets stolen because you left in the glove compartment, come to me, I'll pay you for it. But no, bli neder. But to come with the phone in the pocket is already a distraction. Leave it in the glove compartment. And it's a good thing anyway to get used to leaving the phone behind a while. Unless you're Hatzalah, everyone could have a bit of practice at leaving the phone at home for a little bit. It won't hurt. So you come into shul a minute before, sit down, now's the time to talk to Hashem. There's a true story, anecdote rather, and it's probably very well known. So I'll say it anyway because it's true, but you probably know this. Of an MP, Member of Parliament, who had an audience with the Queen, and she's sitting with the Queen, and her phone jangled in her bag, or whatever, so she sort of picked it up to look at it, and the Queen leaned over and said, "Someone important, is it? Someone important?" Yeah, that's the avoid of tefillahs, to stand in front of Hashem and to minimize the distractions and to focus on it. Even for just a few minutes beforehand, this is the avoid, this is where we draw so much chizuk in emunah in Hashem. What about emunah, when the world doesn't always look so cheerful? There are, in this subject, endless madregas. There's the madrega of the Kohen Gadol, to whom no emotion other than standing in the Beis HaMikdosh was allowed. That's a madrega. There's a madrega Chazal talk of chesed oshira, mishpat oshira. And it's a madrega. It's a madrega. But on ground zero, emunah means that a person should feels and experiences terrible experiences. And not to ignore them. Sometimes people say it's all Bi'al Hashem and so on and so forth. It means you mustn't be human. And it doesn't mean that. It means you will feel tremendous pain and agony and all sorts of very, very, very difficult emotions. You'll feel them. And they're real. And they're not a kasha. They're not a demand. How dare you feel this if it's all Bi'al Hashem? Why are you not Besimcha Rabba of Amr Chulam? That's a very, very high madriga. Maybe the person may achieve that after many years. But ground zero means I'm experiencing tremendous pain. I'm experiencing it. I'm waiting for my son to walk in. I'm standing in shul and I'm seeing his place and it's empty. And it's very, very painful. And emunah kabbalas malchus shemayim means to carry on. to keep up the Siddurim and not to fall down, not to give in too much. To keep those things up, that's Kabbalah's Matzah Shemayim. B'chol Beis Sinemon means that even when these real things are happening and it's a real difficulty, nevertheless, I'm going to push on and keep up the Siddurim to the maximum possible, and that is the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim in those difficulties. Not to ignore the human emotions, not to pretend they don't exist. Oh, there's a questions, it's all okay. It's not okay. It's be'em is not okay. Yeah. Quite right. Sure. Quite right. Of course. 100%. And therefore, when Chazal say Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, they mean even as the person is genuinely holding something very, very painful, they still say, with this, I'm now going to go and do what I have to do, what needs to be done, with this, as it is. And this is the emunah that Klal Yisrael teach the world. I don't know, you sometimes hear, I'll change my mind, I'm not going to say that. I'll end off with two things. I'll tell you a little story that happened to me recently. I'll tell you one thing that happened. We often felt that Hashem was with us in the whole, we often felt it in different ways. I'll tell you one thing that happened to me, and it was like this. On Shabbos morning when my son was in hospital, for me, that was the worst moment. I don't know why, but it was the worst time for me. I was completely and utterly oismensch. I was overnight at home, and I walked back to the hospital about 8 o'clock in the morning. And it was the worst moment. I don't know how I was walking, even. I don't know how I was walking. And the tsar and the I had to stop every so often just to cry into the nearest bushes. It was a gefährlicher Matzav. And eventually I got to down Delaunay's Road to turn right into the hospital. Opposite the A&E, there's a bus stop. Opposite the entrance to the A&E, there's a bus stop there. And there's a few people standing by the bus stop. And as I'm walking up to the bus stop, one of them waves at me. And as I'm walking towards him, and he sort of stood himself in front of me. Stop me. Stop. You're not going past. And he said, you Jewish? Oh, sorry, what do I need this for now? So I said, all right. Yeah, well done. Sherlock Holmes has returned. So he said, this is your symbol. He points to a ring on his finger. This is your symbol. So I thought I'd see maybe a Magen David. So I looked at his ring, and he showed me his ring, and there was some strange symbol on it. I had no idea what it was. So I said, what's that? He said, this is your angel. It's the angel Uriel. This is the angel Uriel, your angel. And then he pointed to another thing or symbol on the ring and said, that's something. He said a word. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that means. He says, are you simple-minded? Are you simple-minded? So I said, oh, yeah, I'm simple-minded. So he said, then you should go in peace and God will send his angels with you. Simple-minded means Tomim Tia. Uriel means that Hashem is with you. So there was the strangest thing that someone could ever say, a total stranger should ever say to another total stranger was that. And that gave a little bit, a big chizuk in a very, very difficult moment. Yes, it is. It's very painful, but Hashem is here with you. And you don't always feel that. It's hard always to feel that. But the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim is to take it all and to still daven and to still carry on with the Siddurim. And to daven to Hashem that he should show the way through. And that is what Klal Yisrael teach the world. That not that we're cold to human suffering. Not that it's all okay. Ke'ilu stiff upper lip and carry on, blah, blah, blah. Nishtazoi. We are experiencing it. But Hashem is with us, and Hashem will help us through this. And that is the Emunos Chabalilus. Let's end off with Kavil Hashem Chazak V'yamitz Libecho. Because we are able to hope to Hashem, that gives us a chizuk. The Kavil Hashem, you have to keep on doing it. It's not, I've done it once, I had a chizuk yesterday, that's it. It's a constant process. A person has to constantly be Kavil Hashem, to hold on to Hashem, Chazak V'yamitz Libecho, and Hashem gives the strength, Hashem gives people strength. But the ikkah is that tich leshona, the year should end with its difficulties. Techa leshona, may the new year come with great simcha and happiness. And we should all be zeicher to serve Hashem bechesed, with great happiness and joy at the chesed he does for us. And we should be zeicher to be mekadesh Shem Shemayim by speaking of Hashem always when he does chesed to us. And that should be the ikkah form of avodah that we are zeicher to do. See you next time.